Foxes, Miniard, and Doe. Written by FoxyXe. Read by Mistborn Hero. A Alpha the Game podfic rated for teen and up audiences, featuring the relationship Neil Justin Andrew Miniard and Caitlin Aaron Miniard. It is tagged for no XE, fluff, light angst, humor. Summary. Andrew and Aaron have never met, but unintentionally attending the same college as your twin might lead to a bit of a significant other mix-up. Aaron Miniard had a class to get to, and he didn't know why the fuck he was here, waiting in line in the cafeteria with a strange, red-headed, scarred man who called, "Hey!" and sidled up to stand much too close beside him and started holding his hand for no apparent reason. Aaron, of course, immediately withdrew his hand and glared, and the man's inexplicably fond gaze melted into surprised confusion. "Who the hell are you?" "I... Neil. Andrew, we've been dating for months." If Caitlin could see Aaron now, she would joke that his sneer could get stuck that way, but she would also probably just keep holding this guy's hand to be polite, so whatever. "I'm not Andrew, idiot." Neil's eyes widened as he searched Aaron's face, pulling back. "No, you're not." "You don't even know the face of your own boyfriend?" Aaron turned up to where the vegetarian dish had opened up, hastily shoving heapings onto his plate. The quicker he could get away from this guy, the better. "I guess not." Aaron only spared one last contemptuous glance at Neil as he walked away, but he felt Neil's thoughtful gaze burning on his back all the way across the cafe floor. Andrew Doe had a class to get to, and he didn't know why he was here, on the receiving end of a far too warm smile from the coffee shop barista who was mixing his hot chocolate, as she called him, "Baby." "I'm surprised, baby. You never ask for sweet drinks." She curled a steam of whipped cream into the foamy chocolate and slid it across the counter to him. Her name tag read Caitlin. He thought that maybe Caitlin should mind her own business and leave him alone. "Not that you need any extra sweetness, though." She was much taller than he was, and could actually lean across the counter, which she proceeded to do, lips puckered, like she was going to drop a kiss on him. He stopped her with a hand directly to her upturned button nose. "Aaron?" She faltered, and he narrowed his eyes at her. "I am not Aaron." Her jaw worked in shock, speechless, and she stared him up and down. But you look... you're just like..." Andrew left her to her life-questioning meltdown that seemed to be brewing. He had other things to do. "Andrew?" Andrew flipped a page of his criminal justice textbook and hummed quietly. Neil was spread across his couch, fiddling with his half-worn-down sneakers for track, like he thought duct tape would actually fix the holes. It was dark outside, and raining, and this was the kind of cozy routine they had. In a while, Neil might pull out his calculator and start tapping away at it while he worked on his own math assignments, and a persistent clicking and a pattern on the roof might actually lull Andrew into enough of a peace that he would convince himself and Neil to pull everything away, turn on the TV, and pull a blanket around them both until they nodded off. Do you have family? Andrew, stilted, felt a tremor in his hands as they paused in their following of the line of text. Neil and him did not talk about family. They both knew, without sharing details, that the other had enough of family.
No.
You don't... Neil sat up now to look at him. He sounded apologetic but urgent. Andrew wouldn't return the gaze. You don't have a brother, maybe?
I'm a fucking abandoned foster child, Neil, and I don't have anyone I would count as a goddamn brother.
I just... Neil's voice was faint, spoken into the back of the cushion of the couch. I saw someone who looked just like you today.
Isn't that fun? Andrew bit out.
Neil looked at him, and Andrew stared unseeingly at his book. And when the silence snapped, the tension was too much. Andrew slammed his book shut and went into his bedroom, wrapping his sheets around himself until he could not hear the rain, or maybe the beginning of calculator keys being pressed, or the sound of Neil's quiet feet when he came in and knelt down next to the bed. He heard the mumbled, "I'm sorry," and let the hand resting on his blanket stay there until he was no longer awake to hear his boyfriend's quiet breaths even out in sleep, too.
Aaron, Caitlin whispered, and her fingers tracing at his chest roused him from sleep.
What?
He mumbled, turning to wrap his arms around her, pull her closer. She was very soft and cozily plump, his Caitlin, and always smelled nice. God, he was so fucking lucky.
Aaron, she said again, more insistently, and he opened his eyes to frown down at her.
You didn't come to the coffee shop today.
Was I supposed to?
He let his hand skim her hip, and she swatted at it, laughing quietly.
No, baby. There was just Amanda, who was your spitting image, I swear.
She pressed full lips into his chin and left a smattering of yet more soft kisses across his face, ending with a smudge on the tip of his nose.
Because she liked it when he wrinkled it.
Huh.
He couldn't dedicate a ton of brain power to the thought when the fact that she had scooted up in bed to him meant that her very impressive boobs were right there, but he processed it after a minute.
Wait, what?
It was weird. He looked nearly identical to you. She nestled into his collarbone, and Aaron blinked into the darkness.
Somebody came up to me and called me a different name, he offered. I don't know who the fuck he was. Tried to hold my hand.
You have some kind of doppelganger on campus, huh? She teased. We need to find him. Line you two up next to each other. He'll see. It is uncanny.
Aaron laid awake for much longer than he should have that night, thinking about uncanny resemblances to complete strangers.
Andrew did not want to be amongst a crowd of screaming, jumping people that seemed to be way too invested in sports. Neil, however, was in his track uniform of tight orange shirt and shorts
and seemed intent on cheering for some even more sporty friends of his, and Andrew would be damned if he missed the chance to see his boyfriend's ass in those shorts. Aaron would rather skip this pep rally. He had never had school pride. He was here to study and make it into med school. But Caitlin was in the mass of cheerleaders, shouting and waving their pom-poms down the field. And he wasn't going to be the boyfriend who didn't show up. Andrew decided halfway through the first quarter of whatever game it was that they were playing that nothing was more important than obtaining some terribly sweet and appallingly overpriced snack from the vendors. When Andrew asked if he wanted anything, Neil shook his head, still enthralled with their home team. When Andrew asked if he wanted anything, so down the bleachers he went, catching sight of a cart and attendant down by the front. Aaron has abandoned his seat not long into the game, preferring to lurk behind the cheerleader's bench where Caitlin occasionally turned and smiled sneakily at him. Even reached up to blow a few kisses at him. He glared at the food vendor who slowly walked past, bellowing snack advertisements and giving him a stink eye. He would stand wherever he wanted to. This wasn't some professional game. They were in college, for Christ's sakes. Somebody stopped the vendor right next to Aaron, however, and began ordering what sounded like the entire selection of candy in a remarkably apathetic tone. After the fifth item on the list, Aaron's jaw twitched and he leaned around the attendants to kindly tell the customer he would die of a heart condition if he didn't eat right, only... Andrew made eye contact with his slack-jawed mirror image and let his own voice patter out. He did not think Neil was lying, but he had not prepared for this. Asshole twins, huh? The man holding out the candy to him said, but Andrew shouted the money at the man, snatching his food, and pushed him bodily out of the way. Aaron, it must be Aaron. That was what Caitlin had said. Breathed an incredulous, pathetic kind of laugh at the look the man must have shot his way, and returned Andrew's gaze. Searching and disbelieving. "Eating that shit's gonna kill you, you know?" he said, weakly, like he did not care in the slightest. "I know," Andrew said, and bit off the end of his sneakers before offering it to his twin. Aaron pressed his lips together to try and fail to suppress a smile, and took it. The end. Thank you for listening. This has been recorded for Voice Teams 2024 for the challenge present for a literal garbage heap. I hope you enjoyed. Thank you for listening. And please remember to drink some water today.